I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. I think it's Wednesday, isn't it, Nadia?
It is Wednesday.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go to you for a lot today because I'm struggle bus today. I don't even know what day it is. Beautiful
Research
Wednesday
department.
Morning. Yes, I know, right? Research department with the old Google search over there. But hey, that's pretty much what everybody does these days. This is a call or text in show, 437-1620. You can join this conversation. You can always listen to us here, 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, advocates for people in need, just people doing great work in our community. Those are the stories we like to bring you here on the show. So check us out every day here at 92.3 FM. We're also over at 95.3 FM and on the AM dial at AM 1620. We have newsradio923.com where you can listen live or check out our podcasts. And we also have a News Radio Pensacola app that you can download on your phone, and that can get you customized news updates and alerts sent right to your mobile device. And you can also hear those podcasts on the app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. You're not going to miss anything here. And I'm telling you, the way the news cycle has been going lately and the way that our news team here has been covering things, you might hear things here on News Radio Pensacola before you hear it or see it anywhere else. I'm talking, they're beating social media by, you know, hours sometimes because they're just so on top of things. They've got inside information from people that can just call us up at the station and go, hey, I don't know if you know about this or not, but this is going on. I wanted to let you know about it, and we bring it to you first. So if you need the latest local news and reports, just come here to News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Looking at the threat net radar, it's going to be a little bit spotty showers today. Looks like there's just some rain bands that just kind of pop up. I think they described it on WEAR as potential sprinkles or things like that. So it's just kind of one of those days. So don't cancel any of your plans. Just take an umbrella, and you might have to sit indoors for a little bit while the rain passes. But looking out the window, it's getting a little cloudy just in areas, so that's just the way it is. So welcome to June here in Florida. All right, we're going to talk about some local events and some happenings in our area, and then we'll get to some news from around the globe. There's this story that I'm going to touch on that I cannot get away from it. It was on television this morning. As soon as I walked in the station this morning, Tina at the front desk, she was like, "So what are your thoughts on this?" I'm like, oh, I didn't even know we were all talking about this, but apparently this is a hot topic, and I will definitely get to that here in a minute. First of all, let's look at what's going on in our community. We've got the Senior Chill Out. I've been talking about this a lot. The Council on Aging Senior Chill Out is this Friday at area Lowe's stores, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the community is encouraged to help seniors who experience dangerous health complications as a result of stifling summer heat by donating AC units or fans. Monetary contributions are, of course, always appreciated, and they can be made online. Find out more and donate at newsradio923.com. Also have the Favor House Roundup. Roundup, is that right? It's the first annual Favor House Roundup, Friday, June 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Get ready for a toe-tapping, knee-slapping good time with live country music from Blackwater Country. Dancing, walkabout, food tasting, fun and games, it's all there. All proceeds directly support programs and services to help local victims of domestic violence and their children escape abuse and build a new beginning. Get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. And of course, We got Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. And you can set up your beach chairs, sink your toes in that Pensacola Beach sand, and do some grounding, do some earthing there. Get back in touch with Mother Earth with those electrons through your feet. And sit there and listen to some talented acts serenade you. All of our local artists come and serenade us at Casino Beach. It's great every Tuesday at 7 during the summer. And that's the way to beach. That's the way we do it around here. Let's see here. That's pretty much all the local news and happenings. This story I covered the other day, and it's still fascinating to me that this guy was magnet fishing, I guess, is what they're calling this now. Have you heard about this? Okay. So the other day I covered a story about a man who pulled a skull out of the water that was padlocked to an exercise dumbbell. So somebody had padlocked a human skull to an old dumbbell, and this dude with a magnet and a rope off of a bridge picked it out of the water. Okay, well, that was interesting enough for me to go, well, what is this guy's story? Why does he have a huge magnet tied to a rope and fishing stuff out of the water over a bridge? Well, it turns out another man who is using a magnet to fish caught a safe full of soggy $100 bills. So that's what he says anyway. I don't know why they included that in the line. It's like
I think soggy in the headline is kind of crazy.
Yeah, soggy $100 bills, he says. It's like, so the person writing this story for the AP, like, I don't know about this guy. So James Kane is his name. Powerful magnet, of course, to fish all manner of junk out of the New York City waterways. And he says that the stacks of $100 bills he pulled from a safe were something else entirely, of course. They were recording actually last Friday as he pulled the slimy safe out of the lake in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. And it's famous for the 1939 and 1964 World's Fair, if you know that grounds we're talking about there. Then they extracted bags of waterlogged, gunk-covered $100 bills from inside the safe. So I just want to let everybody know that I am now going to get a rope and a huge magnet, and that's going to be my life now. I'm going to be a magnet fisher. So I'm out of here, but bye. I'm going to go magnet fishing because, man, I'm telling you. I mean, I love a good skull padlocked to a
skull
piece of exercise equipment.
Crazy.
But give me some soggy $100 bills and I'm there. Let's see here. Daniel texted in, harvests are bountiful. Support your local farmer's market for fresh and healthy vegetables and fruits. Definitely. Thank you, Daniel. And Starlink. Follow today, Starlink. I don't follow Starlink. Is that the Space Force social media program?
Research Starlink? Department is going.
Research Department is on this. I will have that information for you shortly. But yeah, New York magnet fisher catches safe full of soggy $100 Benjamins there. Okay, so yeah, definitely going to get my rope and huge magnet and get on that. So the question of the day is do you return your shopping carts when you go to the grocery store or any other store? Actually, I mean, Target, of course, Walmart, every place now has carts. And I did not know that this would become such a big story when I heard it this morning. But when I got in, the whole office is buzzing about it. And it seems to be a point of contention for most people. And I agree with that because I hate seeing carts just, out on the side of the road and up in the little grassy area next to the parking lot. Somebody will just push it over there instead of walking it one aisle over to put it back into the cage. My wife has to stop me from actually pushing large groups of carts back into the store. She's like, Jake, you don't work here. Like that's what that person gets paid for. Let them come over and get them. But when I get out of my car and I'm going into Walmart or Publix or Aldi or anywhere else like that, well, maybe not so much Aldi because you have to put the quarter in, but at Publix and Walmart and places like that where their carts are just sitting out there where you park, I grab a cart and go into the store with it. I've always done that, unless it's storming or something, but even sometimes then, and when it's raining, I'll grab a cart. But the cool thing about germaphobes like me is when you see a row of carts sitting out in the hot sun, they're naturally disinfected from COVID and all that stuff. If it's been out in the sun for any amount of time and it's had that hot blazing sun on it, those UV rays have pretty much killed everything. So you don't have to wipe it down. You don't have to worry about germs. You can grab a cart, push it right in the store. You don't have to worry about the line that sometimes gets built up right there in the front door because everybody's trying to get a cart at the same time. You can just breeze right on through with your disinfected cart, right? And then that's one less cart that has to be brought in from, you know, so I'm just saying. But people are leaving carts just in the middle of their parking space. They're leaving it with trash in it. And some people have kids and they're doing this and they're teaching the kids. This is the big thing in the office. It's like, what are you teaching your kids? Like when you're showing them, hey, this is a little bit amount of effort that I can do, but I'm not going to do that because I'm in a hurry and somebody else can take care of that for me. It's sort of, in my opinion, that's a bad pattern to start leaving for your kids to look at. But that's just me. I digest. So what do you do? 437-1620. Do you return your cart? Does it bother you when you see carts just hanging out willy-nilly because you know somebody didn't return it to the cage? Corral those horses. Do it. Get those ponies in. I'm telling you. All right, rolling, 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 right on through to the first commercial break. It's 9:47 on a beautiful Wednesday morning. You got Jake Walker hanging out, News Radio Pensacola, Pep Talk with your host Jake Walker. Got Nadia, the intern, in the studio. We're just hanging out. She's doing some research, and we're going to talk more about magnet fishing and some crazy stories around the globe. And text me, 437-1620. Let me know your thoughts on this new issue that everybody's concerned about now and everybody's talking about. If you heard about this, you know about this, everybody's talking about this. It's the shopping cart dilemma and what's going on with it. I guess it's getting worse because people are really talking about this. So let me know your thoughts on it. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, darling, I got some things to say. You've been running in and out and taking over my mind every single night and day. What's a man gotta say, do, be? Please just tell me and I'll take you to the kissing tree. I got too many things on my mind, set my soul at ease. Girl, just come with me.
News Radio Pensacola, we're keeping it funky here, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, online at newsradio923.com, and we have the News Radio Pensacola app. You can download, get customized news and updates on your alerts going on around here in the great city of Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with Jake Walker, looking over some local headlines and some news from around the globe. This whole issue with the shopping carts is big. It's on every like morning show. People are talking about this online. It's a social media event going on here this morning. I had a text from Lisa, our very loyal listener for our garden line with Mike Wiggins, she texted in. She says, I always try to park close to the buggy corral. That way, when you're done, you know, unloading your groceries, all you got to do is bloop, you're right there. So that's a great way to do it. Even if you're a few spaces away, take that puppy home. Get that pony back in the corral. Do it. It's just a little bit that we can do. I always say on the show, just give somebody a smile. Open a door. You know, if you see somebody struggling with something, help them lift it or help them carry it or something. You know, just that little bit of kindness, that little bit of, you know, selflessness can really go a long way. It can really change somebody's life. It really can. You might end up meeting somebody that could change your life. You never know. You never know. You got to be an optimist sometimes. We have a text coming in, 437-1620. Let me know your thoughts on this. I always now return my cart to the Roundup. One time I didn't, and it rolled into a truck. No damage, but I felt awful, and I got yelled at. Aww. I also had it happen to me, and it damaged my side view mirror, so I always make a point to return it. Exactly. Yeah, you can damage property. And people sometimes don't look where they're driving, so they'll drive right into those things. I totally didn't do that the other day. I know one thing, Publix, I don't know what, I hope, maybe I should proofread this before I read it on the air. I know one thing, Publix female workers are so graceful when they push the carts in. Oh, okay, yep. Male workers everywhere, especially Walmart, huffing and puffing and sweating when they do it. Okay, well, I understand, you know. Men are hot and sweaty and gross. That's what being a man is all about. We get to do that.
It's like the whole
thing. Yeah, women are out there like doing pirouettes and like, you know, like pushing the carts and, you know, I mean, like, you know, they're out there doing ballet and it looks awesome. Of course. I mean, that's
yeah,
that's just the way it goes. Yeah. So 437-16, got nothing else on that, Nadia?
I got nothing.
All right. Okay. So graceful women are, and men are just like, oh, carts, rah, sweat, rah. One thing my wife hates is, and this might be a topic for another show, is, and I've noticed it now, she's ruined me now. Every day of my life, it doesn't matter. I don't care what day it is. I don't care if it's snowing outside. I don't care if it's a thunderstorm or a tornado happening. There's going to be a man somewhere outdoors that I'm going to look at and he's going to spit. He's going to spit on the ground. Why is that?
I wish I knew.
I never spit. I don't spit. Like, what? When I'm brushing my teeth at night and I'm alone, you know, maybe the cat might see me spit into the sink, but I'm not going to make everybody in the parking lot and driving down the highway watch me spit on the ground. And I'm telling you, ever since my wife pointed that out, I would hear her say sometimes in the car, yep, there he is. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? And then the next day she'd be like, yep, nope, there he is now. And I'm like, who is this person you're talking about? She's like, the man that I see every day, a different man. It doesn't matter where, or what time of day, at least once a day, I'm going to see a guy spit on the ground. And it happens to me now. I look and it'll just.
You can't unsee something.
Can't unsee something. And I just don't know why people do that. Why do people spit on the ground?
Could not tell you.
I don't get
it. One of the many mysteries of the world.
I mean, if I'm drinking something that happens to be not what I thought it was, maybe I've picked up a Pepsi bottle full of gasoline instead of Pepsi, and then I'll spit that out. You know, I'll make noises. I'll cough. I'll try to make myself gag or whatever. But when you're just walking down the street, just chilling, and there's a bunch of people around, don't, you know, just don't do it. Like, it's gross. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to walk near that. It usually is like in a parking lot or like a heavily trafficked area where they're going to do that too. And it's just, it's disgusting, guys. You're out there, you're hot and sweaty, you're pushing carts around at Publix, you got people doing pirouettes and ballet moves around you, and you're just sitting there spitting on the ground? No. Don't do that. 437-1620. I know I had a phone call while I was ranting about that, and I couldn't get to it because I'm live on the air. So text me if you want to. I know people are probably wanting to call and be like, "Yo, dude, I spit all the time. What this country? This is America. America. I'm gonna spit if I." You know what? Okay.
Welcome to the South.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you, sir, that you can't spit on the ground, and I will fight to the death to defend your right to spit on the ground. But I'm just asking nicely. Could you just not hock a lug like right where I'm kind of hanging out,
right,
you know?
Right where I'm walking?
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk with Jake Walker, News Radio Pensacola. Got Nadia, the intern, in the studio. We're hanging out, taking your calls and texts. I'll try to get to the calls if I can. It's just I've got so many buttons and so many things. I should put Nadia on the phones. She can just sit there and talk to you guys all day. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Do you want to start your education or advance your career? Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Getting a lot of texts in now. Actually, somebody was letting us know that they had a successful launch of the Starliner spacecraft. I think that's why people were saying, hey, you should follow Starlink, because that's the SpaceX and all of that program. So there's a lot going on with the Space Force program and the space launches and stuff like that. I don't know that much about it, so I'm going to start looking at that. And we got David in the newsroom looking that stuff up. So thank you for your tips on that. Getting back to the spitting thing, most of the time it's men that dip tobacco, one listener says. It's a totally gross habit. I agree. And then somebody said, absolutely return the carts to the corral. I've too many dings from people too lazy to walk 10 feet to put up a cart. In reference to your conversation about the parking lot, people definitely return your carts, people. Everybody's for it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.